What was the original idea behind PodSwap?
So Emma and I are both AirPod users ourselves. We love our AirPods. And when they stopped lasting as long as they did when we first bought them, for example, on calls or going on runs or in meetings, and they began dying much quicker than we were used to, we started doing some research and realized that this wasn't only a problem that the two of us were experiencing. This was a very widespread issue, and our options to resolve this were very limited.
Yes. So to give you some background, there's been over 100 million AirPods sold to date, and each AirPod contains a lithium-ion battery, and this battery has an average lifespan of about 18 months, which can vary depending on the usage. But when this battery inevitably dies, AirPods are nearly retail priced to replace. They've been ranked with a 0 out of 10 repairability score, and they're difficult to recycle on your own. So without PodSwap, your options were pretty limited. It was pretty much to buy a new set or go back to wires.
Yeah. No one wants to do. So we really believe that they're should be a sustainable alternative for when people's AirPods begin to fail them. And so our mission with PodSwap is to divert as many AirPods as possible from reaching the landfill while also being the most affordable solution for keeping AirPods alive.
Well, that's a great goal. And is this with both traditional AirPods and AirPods Pro?
Right now, we're just doing the Gen 1 and Gen 2 AirPods, but we're actually working on the AirPod Pros as well.
Nice. Yeah. Is this typically the battery in the individual AirPods that fell or anything with the case?
You can go ahead, Emma.
So that's kind of the neat part about our process is that we're actually able to reuse every part of the AirPod, the outer shell included, aside from the battery. So when you get an AirPod from PodSwap, there may be signs of minor imperfections, and that's because we are using every part of the AirPod, which makes our service so sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've, to kind of further that, so we've found that the issue is coming from the two buds themselves. The case, the charging case actually has a much longer lifespan. And so this is why in our swap service, you're holding on to your original charging case and we're just swapping out the actual AirPod buds.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So you send in your AirPods and PodSwap, I believe the system is right now, you swap the pod directly and then you're going to repair that one on a later time frame. Why that instead of just replacing the battery in the one that the customer sent in directly?
Yeah, that's a great question that we get a lot. And there's really three reasons why we went with this model instead of doing a traditional repair where you get your own device repaired. The first being it's convenient. You're never without your AirPods. You're holding on to your old ones, your new ones come, and then you make the swap. The second, it's efficient. There's no wait time. You're never waiting for your AirPods to get repaired. And then the third is it's risk-free. And by risk-free in the sense that you don't send us your old AirPods until you're guaranteed to be satisfied with your replacement pair. So it's really a win-win for the consumer with this model. And the response has been incredible to it. People really like it.
My guess would be there must be at least some of a failure rate with repairing or replacing the battery in AirPods. Like, does it end up destroying the device sometimes, or have you got it down to where it's like pretty much the same as replacing an iPhone battery?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing about AirPods that actually makes it most difficult to repair them is what everyone loves most about them, which is their tight, clean design. And we found that each AirPod is assembled a bit differently. And we've also found that some of the older AirPods are more malleable than some of the newer AirPods that have been used less often. And so it makes it exceptionally challenging to repeatedly replace the batteries in these AirPods and do so with a high degree of efficiency. So yeah, to answer your question, there is some that don't, you know, work in our process, but we're able to use those. You know, it's all a learning process, and we're continually learning and using those for training and testing. So it's definitely been a big learning experience.
I was talking to a repair place locally. This was probably a couple of years back. I needed to get a keyboard replaced on a MacBook and a MacBook Air. And he was showing me how they were actually basically riveted into the case, right? And so to pull the keyboard out, you're having to like peel the whole keyboard off this aluminum and then get the new one fixed in there. And it was this incredibly complicated process. What have you found as the most challenging, other than size, with replacing AirPods? It's the batteries, or is it mainly just a thing of the size, like you said?
I think kind of what I just said about the size and design, but I would say that that's speaking more towards the first and second gen AirPods. And we found that actually that AirPod Pros, the reason why we aren't servicing those yet is they're actually more complex in their design than the first and second gens. So we're actually working on an entirely new process to be able to replace those batteries. So like I said, it's just a great learning experience. And the reason we're able to do these repairs is it's a combination of manual skill and some precision robotics. And that's what really makes this possible.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what has surprised you about batteries generally as you've dug into repairing AirPods?
I think the thing that surprised me most, and I think would surprise most consumers, is that when you're going to buy AirPods, the batteries are inevitably going to die, which is something you don't necessarily know when you're purchasing a device. There's no expiration date on the box that says, hey, you might need to come back in 2 years and get a new a new pair of pods. So that's really what surprised me the most.
True. And it's the case with everything we buy with batteries, but it seems like the smaller you're going, the worse that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The iFixit team is really big on pushing for gadgets to be repairable. As you mentioned, the zero score of repairability on the AirPods, I believe, would have come from iFixit. If there's one thing you could change about the consumer electronics industry in general in regards to repairs or at least batteries, what do you think would make the biggest difference?
So something we're really big on is education. We think people should be educated about the products that they're buying and the impact of the products that they're buying, and education on resources that you have for those products. So giving people the tools for understanding what their resources are at the end of their product's lifespan. Like Emma said, when you buy AirPods, there's nothing on the label indicating that the battery is going to inevitably die. But we want people to be conscious about the entire life cycle of their product. So we believe that this starts with the education. And with PodSwap, we hope that if nothing else, it's a step in the right direction towards empowering people to be aware of their impact and really think twice about what they're buying and their options available to them and take action.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.